Next guest speaker is Brother Saher Ahmed, who will speak on behalf of the Palestinian Muslims of America. A small introduction to Allah. Brother Saher Ahmed have graduated with a degree in psychology from the University of Illinois, Urbana Campaign in 2009. He was a member of the first Five of Palestine U.S. convoy to Gaza Strip in July 2009. And subsequently become the outreach coordinator for the second trip in December 2009. He also served as the host of Radio Islam on WCEV 1450 AM Chicago. He's currently second year medical student at Rush Medical College in Chicago and is one of the student board, is on the student board of the Physicians for Human Rights organization at Rush. With that being said, I would like Brother Saher Ahmed to come and take the
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
I'm honored to be a part of a gathering today that declares loudly and unequivocally that we oppose the occupation on Palestine, that we oppose the oppression of Palestinians, and that we will never sit idly by as Palestinians on a daily basis are humiliated, discriminated against, persecuted, and indiscriminately killed. As was mentioned in the introduction, I had the opportunity to visit the Gaza Strip months after the campaign 2 years ago when they killed 1,400 people in a matter of 3 weeks, when they injured 5,000 people. I was able to visit the Gaza Strip. I was able to visit the West Bank. And I was able to see the inhumane conditions that the Palestinians are subjected to every day. And I say here in Chicago, in a city of the United States of America, that it is absolutely unacceptable for this administration or for any administration before it and any administration after it to fund and to give aid and to form an alliance with an institution like Zionism, to support a plan, to support an idea, to support a philosophy, to support a state, to support a government that kills, murders, uproots, humiliates, and takes away the freedom of another people. In no circumstance, anywhere in the entire world, will that be okay. And we're gathered here today to say that that's unacceptable. The people in Palestine in this holy month of Ramadan, in Ramadan, they can only fathom and they can only dream of going to Masjid al-Aqsa, al-Aqsa Mosque, and praying there and offering their prayers there. Despite only being yards away, despite being only a few miles away, they can only dream. They can only dream of offering prayers there. Prayers that their ancestors, prayers that their great-grandfathers were able to make. They are forbidden from doing so. Why? Because of what? Because they're terrorists? Because they're racist? No, it's simply that they were born in this time, in that area. And to me, I find that unacceptable. And all of us here who have gathered here, we've said that that's unacceptable, that we won't accept that. It's not a matter. In no area, in no day, in no time, are you able to support a group of people that for their existence to occur, another people have to have their freedom taken away. It's unacceptable. I want to say that gatherings like these, demonstrations like these, days like these, are exactly what we need. We need to let people know that there's a group of people out there. Maybe sometimes they don't have the microphone, or maybe sometimes they're not on TV, but we exist, we're out here, and we oppose the occupation. We oppose the oppression. We oppose it unanimously and unequivocally. There needs to be plight. We can discuss what's going on over there, and they too can stand with us. That way, when we pay our taxes, when we pay anything, that not a single penny, not a single dime, not a single dollar can go to the occupation. That nothing that we do can contribute to the deaths of innocent Palestinians. And we can do so by spreading the word, spreading their stories. How many more stories of orphans do we need to hear? How many more widows need to cry? How many more men need to be incarcerated? How many more land needs to be uprooted? How many more trees needs to be destroyed before we stop it? It doesn't stop here today. We can continue. We can continue this struggle. We continue standing in solidarity with them. We can dedicate our lives. We can dedicate the rest of the year. We can dedicate the rest of the month. Even in Chicago, on Thanksgiving, during Thanksgiving weekend, there's a conference for Muslims in Palestine. The American Muslims for Palestine are holding a conference. We can attend. We can network. We can strike a bond between each other, and then we can have more days. We can have an entire month. We can continue to do this until Palestine is free. It's no coincidence that in the middle of this Arab Spring, that when many people across the Middle East are protesting for their freedoms, are demonstrating for their freedoms, that simultaneously they're demonstrating and protesting for a free Palestine. That simultaneously they're asking that Palestinians have their rights. It's not a coincidence. It's a struggle that we all can relate to, and it's a struggle that we can all support. So in conclusion, I just want to say that we need more days like this, that we need to get together more often, and that we need to shout from the top of our lungs that all of downtown Chicago, all of the buildings shake, their foundations shake, when we scream, free, free Palestine! Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
I would like to introduce first my last guest speaker, Mulana Hujjat Islam Sulman Abadi. Sayyid Sulman Abadi. And before I invite him, I would like to give a small introduction of him. Mulana Sayyid Sulman Abadi is currently the Imam of Bethlehem Academy, Streamwood, Illinois. He received his bachelor's degree in business administration from the State University of New York at Buffalo, and then went on to study 10 years at Hosei Qom, Iran. He is a frequent guest speaker at many North American Muslim communities and is a regular consultation with Islamic Studies Department at leading universities. Currently, Aga is pursuing his PhD from the University of Chicago. With that being said, I would like Mulana Hujjat Islam Sayyid Sulman Abadi to take that for you.
Nare Takbir!
With the name of God, the Beneficent, the Merciful, Assalamu alaikum, peace be with you all. I would like to thank all of you for your participation, especially the organizers of this event, for the sincerity that went into putting it together. And I would like to extend a special thank you to my previous speakers, the representatives of the New Troikarta. It was rewarding and very inspiring to hear those words. And in order to conclude our event today, I want to just give a few brief messages regarding what it means for us to be advocates for justice in Palestine. Because there is a misconception that Palestine is an Arab cause, or that it is a Muslim cause. And it is a Muslim cause, but it is just as much a Christian cause as it is a Muslim cause. And it is just as much a Jewish cause as it is a Muslim cause. The rabbi said it much more eloquently than I ever could, but it gives me a great deal of pause to think that when the cancer of Zionism first began to spread throughout the world, the most eloquent and the most vocal opponents and the most effective opponents of Zionism were religious and God-fearing Jews. And they performed that service to God and to humanity effectively. And it's a tragedy for me that in many places and in many ways, and even in the holiest lands for Judaism, their voices are suppressed. So advocating for Palestine, whether a person be a Muslim or a Christian or a Jew, it is advocating for human dignity, and it is advocating for the dignity that was given humanity by God and that cannot be taken away by any earthly power.